If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
I'm delighted that the Better Business Bureau is in the Christmas spirit because they have released their 12 scams of Christmas. And Steve Burness joins us to tell us about those. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. So the top 12 scams of Christmas, the first one is being Amazon imposters or any other type of imposters where you get an email saying it's from Amazon and it's actually from the scammer. So you got to be very careful, those emails saying you got to do something quickly or to take advantage of an offer because it may be from an imposter. So make sure you look at that email address. Mm-hmm. Number two is misleading social media ads. We're seeing that big problem. We released an investigation a few weeks ago. A lot of the ads are centered around social media ads, those pop-up ads that appear in your buying these products from companies you don't know and trust. So you have to do some homework on them before clicking on those links. So those ads, as you know, Bob, follow you everywhere when you start going on the internet.
Yep.
And number three, AI scams. So artificial intelligence, the technology scammers are using this for, you know, celebrities, donate to a cause or a product. So make sure you're checking out those offers. It may not be that celebrity making that offer, maybe AI, who's actually mm-hmm. creating products too. So you got to be careful on that too, Bob. Hey. Number four, quickly. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's really hard to tell on those AI imposters, isn't it?
It is very much hard to tell because they look so authentic and real. So what you have to do is go to the person's website or the company's website, make sure that it's a legitimate company or organization. Or maybe you want to go to the social media site of that celebrity to make sure that they're endorsing that type of product. It's really hard to tell with AI now, especially in voice and now video, Bob, as we know.
Right.
And then we have the social media gift exchange, and number four, the scheme pops back up every year, Bob, as you know, the secret sister program or the bottle of wine, exchanging wine bottles, and now secret Santa dog. So anytime anybody wants you to send it to 10 people and you'll get more in return, that's a pyramid scheme. The postal inspectors say that's against the law as well.
Mm-hmm.
In holiday apps, again, parents, be careful. You know, the children are going on these apps to talk to Santa, watch the reindeers and things of that nature. Make sure you review the privacy policies and what they're collecting before accepting those advertisements because there's some questionable ones out there, and do some research on those apps. And then we have fake texts, Bob. You get those fake texts, something's wrong with your account, you get them all the time. You personally get them, Bob, as well. Just, if anybody wants you to do something quickly, that's usually a tip-off to rip-off, and we suggest you go to the website directly of the company if you think it's from them. Free gift cards, at number seven. There is no free gift cards. Those are scammers trying to solicit information from you or get your credit card information or sign up for things. So if you see those things, Bob, ignore those free gift cards because they're not free. And then we talked about temporary holiday jobs, number eight. You've got to be very careful. Those are the companies that you want to work for. Make sure it is them and not a knockoff company because they're asking you for Social Security information and your banking information to steal your identity in some way. So you've got to be very careful. And number nine, lookalike websites. You know, those websites are really hard to determine if they look like they're copied and pasted. So make sure you go to the website directly and look at the URL. Make sure it's the company you want to go to. Number 10 is package delivery, posing as, you know, USPS or FedEx or UPS, saying something's wrong with your package. If you think it's real, go to the website directly yourself and check on that. Most of the times they're not. You click on the link, you put spam or mail on your computer. And porch pirates, the Better Business Bureau suggests you get those lockers that they can deliver to, or a neighbor. If you're not going to be home, don't leave the package on your doorstep because that's inviting the thieves as well. We see a big problem with that. And number 12, Bob, is puppy scams. You know, many consumers return to the internet trying these too-good-to-be-true offers for puppies, and a recent study by the Better Business Bureau showed about 80% of the sponsored pet advertisements may be fake. So buying a pet, buy it in person, go to a local shelter, and deal with that directly.
You want to read any more about the 12 scams of Christmas, go to the Better Business Bureau website, BBB.org. Steve, talk about what the Federal Trade Commission is doing regarding protecting our location data. I can't tell you how many times I wonder about that when I'm asked on some site if it's okay to use your location for something. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission has taken action against four particular companies that's on the FTC website. You just be very careful when you're giving somebody access to your locations on your phone because they can monitor where you're at, and a lot of companies were taking advantage of the situation. Scammers can know exactly where you're at certain particular point in time and what you know, where you worship, where house you go to, and things of that nature, and build up a profile on you. So I would not just turn your locations for everybody. Make sure they know what they're going to do with this information, because they can. The FTC has warned, and they've taken action against four companies recently.
And recently, there was a cost of living adjustment. People on Social Security got a raise, but there's a scam surrounding this. What's this all about?
Well, of course, the scammers read the newspapers and listen to the radio as well. So be careful that, you know, the cost of living adjustment is automatic. It's nothing you have to do. So the scammer is saying that you have to click on this link. It'll make it look like it's coming from the Social Security Administration. It's not. Everything's automatic with them. So, again, the offer seems to be true, Bob. It usually is, and there's nothing you have to do to click on. And please be careful of that, especially tell your parents, your grandparents, or anybody that's on Social Security.
Right. And finally, are you still seeing many reports of fraud with people buying these weight loss drugs online?
Yeah, we're seeing a big increase in that, and so are the, you know, the virus protection company. They're seeing that as well. So be careful, you know, like those Ozempic and the others. These scammers are trying to take advantage of the situation in the black market. Please don't buy these drugs from anybody else, but a licensed pharmacy or through your doctor's office. Going online, getting it from across the pond, across the world, can be dangerous. There has been reported deaths as well, but it's really exploding on there. And a lot of the phishing attempts, you know, when you say, here's the drug, and you can get it cheaper, and you click on it, it's really a phishing email. You know, putting spam or malware on your computer. And McAfee did research that there's like 449 risky websites recently and 176,000 URLs that had dangerous phishing attempts. So anybody's promised you these drugs at a reduced price, please don't fall for that. Tip off the ripoff, Bob.
Steve Burness, thanks for putting us in the holiday mood with the 12 scams of Christmas. You enjoy the holidays, Steve. Thank you.
You too. Happy holidays, Bob.